Welcome, everyone, to Couch Potato Diary. It's Fights and Football Friday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in. It is WrestleMania weekend. That is the focus of today's Fightin' Fridays. The football portion, that's part two. We'll worry about that when we get there. This is part one. This is finally the day. WrestleMania, just hours away now. 29 and a half hours from when I'm recording this, it will be the start of the Showcase of the Immortals, the show of shows, the night of nights. It'll be the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Get it? Because it's WrestleMania XL. So we're previewing the entire show today. That is what the focus is. And so let's get into it. We begin with the night one, Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley defending her title against Becky Lynch. This is one that I could see going both ways. If it were me, honestly, I'd probably keep it on Rhea for now. I think that she is definitely the best thing going at this point. The argument for Becky is kind of Rhea has done everything, right? So I think a win for Becky does kind of freshen up the division a little bit. I wonder what you do with Rhea post-championship run. But I could honestly see it going both ways. This has been a feud that I said before, felt like it had another gear that they could get to. I feel like they kind of killed too much time going with Becky and Nia Jax. And so that has, I think this one hasn't really picked up the way that we wanted it to. And it's weird because going into the Rumble, it felt like this was the way they were going to go. And then definitely going into Elimination Chamber, it felt like this was the way they were going to go. And so, but then after that, it just kind of halted. So I felt like there was at least one more gear that this feud could have gotten to in the build-up to this. So it hasn't really built up Becky as the one who could dethrone Rhea Ripley in my mind anyway. So I think it's going to be a really fun match, no doubt about it. But I do think that this is probably eventually going to go... I think it probably goes Becky's way, but if it were me, I think I would probably go Rhea Ripley. Up next, it is Gunther defending the Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn. The long title reign of Gunther, the longest in the history of the IC title. I think it does come to an end here at WrestleMania. I think that this is a good time for Gunther. Like he has built this championship up in prominence. It is now time for him to go off into the main event scene. I think it's going to be really interesting over the next little bit to see where the Gunther character goes, because they are going over to Europe for a couple of shows. Could you see Gunther in the world title picture in those shows? Absolutely, I think you could. Or you could build he loses the title here and then works his way into the main event area there, right? Like, we'll get into what I think about the Seth Rollins match in a little bit, but I don't think Seth is coming away with the championship. So I wonder if, I think Seth needs a break, but I wonder if you have him work a couple of those European shows with Gunther, continuing to elevate him, and then as I was complaining about yesterday, that the WWE just saves these things for big shows, but I wonder if you could build up Gunther for a title match at SummerSlam. And I think also with Sami Zayn, this kind of gets him back to where he was a year ago, right? Like, we have got him back to being the sympathetic figure. He tied it all in with that promo and that vignette with Chad Gable back on Monday, that it kind of gets him back into this, I feel like, main event picture. And so this would be one of the bigger wins of the weekend that anyone could get. And I think it elevates Sami Zayn back to where we all think Sami Zayn probably should be. So I think it all makes sense. The one way where it wouldn't is I wonder if Chad Gable does turn here. I wonder if he turns, costs Sami Zayn a shot at the IC title, and they kind of spin off, and then Gunther loses it somewhere else in some other fashion. But I really, really do believe that Sami Zayn ends up getting the win in this spot. Then it is the six-way ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team titles, with Judgment Day defending against DIY, Awesome Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, and The New Catch Republic. A, we need better tag team names. B, the one thing they really specified on the broadcast is that both titles will be hanging above the ring. And with that, the match doesn't end until both sets of titles are pulled down. I think this is WWE's way of splitting both of these belts. So my prediction is we're going to get two champions coming out of WrestleMania. I think on the Raw side, it will be probably DIY. I could see them going Awesome Truth. Just because people seem to be a bit behind him right now. R-Truth is getting a lot of TV time. It's something for The Miz to do. I don't love comedy characters getting championship belts, but I could see them doing it. But my overall, my prediction is DIY. I think they are trying to build them up. I made them my worst tag team of the year last year. I thought like they came out and the crowd wouldn't make a move. But they've done a good job, I think, of building them up. The connection with R-Truth, I think, has helped. But they've just had some blowaway matches in the build-up to this. And so I think they get rewarded with the titles. And then on the SmackDown side, I think you go New Catch Republic. I think that match at Elimination Chamber really elevated these guys' stock. And kind of, I think, reminded everyone, oh yeah, these are two of the best wrestlers in the world. So I think that this is going to be a really nice chance to really, again, solidify this brand split. So you don't have a team that can go Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown. I think both brands have tag teams or have tag team divisions that can hold their own separate tag team championships. So I think that this is probably the right way to go, in my opinion. Next, it is Jey Uso against Jimmy Uso. This is another one where like the storyline in it is obvious, so they didn't have to spend a ton of time on it. But I thought we could have got just a nudge further with this absolute blood feud type of a match. But it's a dream match for both of these guys. They mentioned it at last year's WrestleMania in the build-up that their dream match would be each other. I just feel like there was one more layer of like real physicality or real like, oh shit, that they could have got to. Like they started out in the Royal Rumble and that was neat, but it never really got to like, oh, this is fiery. And we've had some good promos, but it never really got to like, oh shit. So I think this match will be incredible. I think both these guys are really going to show out. I do think Jey Uso gets the win here. I could see both these guys holding championships in 2024, singles championships. I think both guys are ready for separate single runs here. But I think Jey Uso does eventually come away with the win. I wonder if we get a Rikishi sighting and some kind of a Rikishi moment afterward or something like that. Like you could have like Jey gets the win, but Solo and Jimmy are beating him down after. Rikishi comes in, like, what's the matter with you? Hits a Samoan drop, and then we get, like, a tag team match at Backlash or whatever is next. That is a lot of steps of fantasy booking. I don't know if Rikishi is down for that sort of a thing, but I think it would be a whole lot of fun if we're doing it on WWE 2K, which I'm going to be on a little bit later, by the way. I think that would be really cool if they were able to do that. Up next, it is a 6-woman tag team match with Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi taking on Damage Control. I think this will be a really fun match. I'm very interested in how this all goes. I think given Jade's debut and all of that, Jade ends up eventually getting the pinfall in this bout. But I think this will be a good showcase for what Kairi Sane and Asuka can do. I think that this helps establish maybe another tag team. Any combination of the three from Bianca, Jade, and Naomi would be fine challengers for the tag team titles. Those are not titles that I think can be split right now. I don't think either brand has enough. Honestly, this division has been underwhelming basically since they invented the championships. And I think they're trying to put a little bit into it. Katana Chance and Carter end up getting opportunities basically every week. But as it's going on, it's been hard for them to really build up a division. So I wonder if we get something more coming out of this. But I do think Jade Cargill eventually ends up getting the pinfall. Then we get to Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, the LWO, taking on Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. This should be, like, this could steal the show. Like, these three of these four guys can put on an incredible show. And Dom is just a heat-seeking missile. So he'll be, I think, very valuable to this particular performance. Part of me is like, my predictions have been very babyface heavy so far, so I'm thinking Santos and Dom get the win. But I do think, like, Dragon Lee is debuting, basically. Like, he's just kind of been there for the last little bit. This is a big stage for him very quickly. But I think Santos Escobar needs a win here, kind of build him up a little bit more as a leader of Legado del Fantasma. And I think that helps, because I think Judgment Day kind of splinters after this. I think Dom jumps over to Legado and teams up with Santos and the guys there. So I think this kind of starts that whole thing. Rey doesn't need a win at WrestleMania, and Dragon Lee is new enough that a loss is what it is. I think Santos benefits the most from a victory here, so I think he ends up getting it. And that brings us to our main event. Tag team match of The Rock and Roman Reigns taking on Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. I'm very interested to see how this match actually works. I think we all know how it's going to end with Rock and Roman Reigns picking up a victory, making it Bloodline rules for night two of WrestleMania. I think that there is some intrigue in a Seth turn. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think they want to kind of keep him babyface for night two and his defense of the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. So I do think that they kind of keep it straight-laced. There will probably be some kind of interference, and the Bloodline ends up winning. My prediction, and I've tried to not let myself think this, but I've been caught up in WrestleMania fever this whole time. I'm letting my mind go. And so I'm thinking, after the match, Bloodline beat down, John Cena's music hit, he comes out, and he tries to help out, he is whatever, and then the glass shatters, and Stone Cold comes down, and he and Cena are in Cody's corner for night two of WrestleMania. That is kind of my thought for how that's all going to play out. So that is the night one preview. Let's move over to night two. By the way, apologies for the voice and stuff, just a little stuffed up here today, but not going to miss a WrestleMania preview for the world. Although it does seem like I get this way every year around WrestleMania, which is entirely unfair. All right, night two kicks off with Seth Rollins defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. I said before in the night one preview that I do think that Seth Rollins drops the championship here. He has been a workhorse with this title. He's been obviously banged up, which makes my suggestion on night one that he then feuds with Gunther a little bit. Makes that remarkably unfair, but the guy's a workhorse. But either way, I do think Drew McIntyre ends up getting his moment and winning the title. And I think it's short-lived. I am officially going to predict that Damian Priest cashes in Money in the Bank after, like, Drew gets in CM Punk's face. Punk somehow manages, I don't know if he can hit the GTS with the bum arm with Drew McIntyre being as huge as he is, but I wonder if there's, like, an Anaconda Vice or something that CM Punk can hit that knocks Drew down. And Damian Priest comes in, cashes in, and leaves WrestleMania as the World Heavyweight Champion. That is kind of, that's how I could see it going down. I just think Punk is there for a reason, right? Then we go to the WWE Women's Championship as Io Sky defends against Bayley. Everyone is saying this is going to be Bayley's WrestleMania moment. And she is going to be the one, the last of the horsewomen, to finally get her moment at WrestleMania. And that's probably how it's going to go. I just think Io has been such a good champion. And if you've watched any of my wrestling shows, you know I have a very soft spot for Io. I think she is actually the best women's performer on the planet right now, and just one of the top performers overall. And so I love this new attitude. I love this new character. I love how damage control has been working. I kind of want to see it continue. Does that make me a bad person that I want Bayley to lose? Oops, sorry. Does that make me a bad person that I want Bayley to lose here at WrestleMania? Does that make me bad? Because if it does, I guess I'm bad because I want Io to win. But I do think Bayley is going to retain. Up next, LA Knight against AJ Styles. As I've taped this, these guys had a brawl at WWE World, or like the All Access thing that they do now. So, like, this has been a fairly well-built mid-card feud, I think. The reason this one is so interesting to me is, I don't want to say neither guy can afford a loss, but both guys need a win here. AJ Styles coming back off of injury, he's just kind of felt like a bit in the background, a little bit. LA Knight was huge and had his moment. It feels like that moment is kind of passing a little bit. And so he needs something, I think, to rejuvenate him. So this is, for both of these guys in the, like, kayfabe world or whatever, both these guys kind of need this one. And so I think this makes it really interesting. I do think LA Knight ends up getting the win, and we start to build him back into the main event picture a little bit. Although an AJ Styles win could set him up to feud with, spoiler alert here, but I think Cody's winning, could set him up to feud with Cody coming out of WrestleMania, because Cody's going to need something. Right? So that's kind of how I view it. U.S. title on the line. Logan Paul defending against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. I would be stunned if Randy Orton wins this. Kevin Owens might, but I think Logan Paul kind of retains here. Not kind of retains. He absolutely retains here. I love Kevin Owens. I think KO and Randy Orton both should be in the world title picture, not the United States picture. But I think that this is going to be a time where Logan Paul keeps that belt and keeps rolling. Now, if he's going to be taking an extended break here, which you could absolutely see, then I would not be shocked then if Kevin Owens ends up getting the championship and setting up something for whenever Logan Paul does end up coming back. Philadelphia Street Fight. It'll be the pride of Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits taking on the Final Testament of AOP and Karrion Kross. This is another one where both groups could really use a win. I feel like Final Testament needs it maybe a little bit more. Like, I feel like Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits are much more established right now than Karrion Kross and AOP are. And so because of that, I feel like you really have an opportunity here to kind of give the Final Testament a win that they need. I think there's potential in this group. I am one of like 8 people who actually believes there's something there with Karrion Kross. And I have always thought there was something there with AOP. So I actually wouldn't mind seeing this group get over in this particular contest and start to build them up. Like we said, the SmackDown Tag Team Division could be a lot of fun. And both these teams, I think, are going to factor into it heavily. But I think AOP and Karrion Kross need this one a little bit more than Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. And that brings us to our main event of the weekend. For the Undisputed Universal Championship, Roman Reigns defends against Cody Rhodes. I think, again, this one is going to be very Attitude Era-ish. I think there's going to be a lot of just everything in this. It's going to be wild hardcore match. You're going to have a lot of bloodline involvement. And like I said before, I think John Cena and Stone Cold Steve Austin will be out here as well, kind of protecting Cody's back. And then eventually it will all break down. And like I said, I think it's going to look like an episode of Monday Night Raw from 1998. And there's just shit going on everywhere. Solo's been, like, literally murdered in the crowd. And the Rock and Stone Cold are firing back and forth. And John Cena has just put Jimmy Uso through a flaming table. Like, it's going to be just absolute chaos. And then we will finally center on Cody against Roman. And they both will have kicked out of seemingly insurmountable things at various different points. And eventually, I think Cody wins clean. I know there are some people thinking that Rock will turn on Roman, and that will lead to Cody getting his moment and his win. I think, and maybe this is more hope, I hope Cody wins this as clean as can be with what I just described. But I do think that Cody does eventually get, I said eventually a lot, does get the pinfall in this bout. I think that's how it has to be. Like, Roman winning this is beyond my comprehension, quite honestly. But it was last year too. But it is now time for Cody to get that, finish the story, and kind of move on. I think it's a good final chapter for the bloodline as well. And then I think post-match, you get The Rock turning on Roman. Like, Roman's like, I can't believe you let this happen, something, something, something. Face palm and rock bottom, people's elbow, setting up next year's WrestleMania for Rock and Roman. And then you have Rock shaking Cody's hand to go off the air. That is how I picture this whole thing going down. Maybe it'll be Roman spear 1, 2, 3 in like 45 seconds. But I think that this will be Cody finishing the story clean as it should be. And then Rock and Roman spin off into their own thing at some point, probably SummerSlam, and then, or around SummerSlam, and then into WrestleMania as well. So look, I've said before, I am so excited for this WrestleMania. I cannot wait for Saturday at 5 o'clock Mountain Time when this thing gets going. I don't think there's a dud in the bunch. The whole weekend, I think every match feels electric. And just, sorry to steal that from The Rock, but I feel like this is going to be an amazing show. So I am so excited. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at Primetime Klein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. You can email the show, couchpotatodiary@yahoo.com. Like I said, it's a football Friday as well. So if you want to deal with more of my voice, I'm going to have some NFL talk coming your way in just a little bit. Also, we are going to have post-show podcasts after both night one and night two. And we'll do something after the Raw after WrestleMania. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Enjoy WrestleMania, and I'll talk to you guys later. I'm out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.